Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The body of accused Boston bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev remains in a Worcester funeral home today in limbo. Tsarnaev's uncle, Ruslan Tsarny, wants to bury his nephew in Cambridge, where he lived before he died after a shootout with police 3 weeks ago.
But Cambridge officials say they won't allow Tsarnaev to be buried in the city's cemetery for fear that it would be disruptive to the community. In the meantime, some say Tsarnaev's body should be sent back to Russia and have started to raise money to do just that.
WBUR's Deborah Becker is at the Worcester Funeral Home, where she's been covering this strange story. And Deb, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So bring us up to date. What's the latest?
Well, things are kind of still in limbo. Tsarnaev's uncle arrived at the funeral home yesterday from Maryland and prepared his nephew's body for a Muslim burial. Problem is, there's no place to bury him. As you said, Cambridge, where Tsarnaev lived, has said it is not in the best interest of the city to bury him there, and several local cemeteries say that they will not bury him. And there are protesters that have been gathered outside the Graham Putnam and Mahoney Funeral Parlor in Worcester. They say that the funeral home is un-American for taking Tsarnaev's body. They also say he should be buried at sea. Here's 29-year-old Jennifer Marchand of Worcester, one of the protesters.
His mother and father won't come over and get him. His poor uncle had to do it. And that man lives here. I feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for nobody else because they deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.
Now, the funeral home says that it is not its decision to provide burials at sea, essentially, and says that is really a decision of the government. The funeral home owner, Peter Steffen, has been calling state and federal officials all weekend, and especially today. And this is what he had to say about this suggestion that Tsarnaev should be buried at sea.
Now, if the government wants to do that, that's great. They did it with Osama bin Laden. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. But they're going to do it, not us.
So, Deb, you know, the couple of references there to what the government should do about this, the federal government, the state government. Have we heard anything from the government about this?
Well, we have heard from Governor Deval Patrick. He made some comments about this when he was asked at an appearance in New Bedford today, and he essentially said that this is not a state or federal issue. He called Tsarnaev's burial a family issue, but he did say he expects the family to make a decision too soon. Now, Peter Steffen said that he spoke with Tsarnaev's mother yesterday. She would like him to go back to Russia and have him buried there. And there is some talk about raising money in Worcester to get that done. Worcester activist Bill Bro actually has set up a fund to raise money to send the body to Russia for burial. And he essentially said today that he's also calling on state and federal officials to do something, to take action, so this can be resolved. Let's listen to what he had to say.
And I said, look, get the message to Congressman McGovern. Move this. Secretary of State Kerry is going over to Russia. Please, as quick as possible, if you can expedite this, this will be over with.
That's Bill Breaux, and he did say that he calls the silence from state and federal officials deafening, and he wants them to make a decision.
And Deborah, finally, we heard some voices there in the background. I gather there's still sort of some protests outside the funeral home, and folks are expressing themselves pretty loudly there, right?
There are. They're chanting, feed him to the sharks. There are flags draped across the fence, across the street from the funeral home, and various signs calling on the funeral home not to bury Tsarnaev.
Okay, Deborah Becker, WBUR's own Deborah Becker, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, as the case of Tamerlan Tsarnaev is proving, the legal issues surrounding interring, the infamous remain tricky and controversial. Timothy McVeigh, for example, the Oklahoma City bomber, was cremated but denied burial in a military cemetery even though he was a veteran. Further back in history, following the execution of accused Boston murderers Sacco and Vanzetti, their remains were cremated and flown back to their native Italy. But the question is what to do with someone like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who lived right here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Tanya Marsh is a professor at Wake Forest University Law School and has written about the legal intricacies of what might be called cemetery law. She's done that most recently for the Huffington Post. She joins us now from Washington to talk more about this. Tanya Marsh, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
First and foremost, I see from your Huffington Post article that Massachusetts law is somewhat vague about what's even required towns to do. For example, the city of Cambridge says it doesn't want to allow Tamerlan Tsarnaev to be interred within the city limits. But what does the state law say about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. This situation really raises a lot of issues and demonstrates a lot of gaps in the law regarding the disposition of human remains. So Massachusetts law provides that every person is entitled to a decent burial. And it puts the obligation, like in every state, it puts the obligation on the family to accomplish that. But then there isn't a mechanism in the law to make sure that that actually gets accomplished, right? So each town is required under state statute in Massachusetts to provide suitable places for burial for residents of the town. And Cambridge has done that. Cambridge has a municipal cemetery. But the law doesn't contemplate what happens if the municipality doesn't want to accept the body of a resident. There's really, as far as I can tell in Massachusetts, no precedent for
that. Right. And as you note in your Huffington Post article, you say that Massachusetts law provides that each town shall provide one or more suitable places for people dying within town limits. But we're not right. exactly sure where Tamerlan Tsarnaev died. Was it in Watertown or in Boston? But as you accurately point out, those are two places that are the least likely anywhere to want to allow him to be interred in soil in Watertown or Boston.
That's absolutely right. And you're right that there's this disconnect between the state statute that says the town need to provide suitable places for burial of people dying there, and then the rules that most municipalities have set up for their public cemeteries, which talk about them being eligible places for residents to be buried. So there's a disconnect between the statute and the use that these cemeteries have traditionally been put to, which is to bury residents regardless of where they actually die.
Mm. So take us a little bit into the other precedents that have to do with criminals or alleged criminals who die in the act of the crime that they are committing and what happens to them. I mean, it seems we mentioned Timothy McVeigh, who was executed and then cremated. Is that
right.
Most often what happens, a cremation, and then what happens to the remains?
Right. So it looks like there's actually two categories, right? There's people who are already convicted of a crime and then they died while they're in prison, or in McVeigh's case, they're executed in prison. And in that case, the government has a little bit more of an active role because the body is actually in the custody of the government when the person passes away. But then you have this other category of people who die before they've been convicted of anything, right? The government had custody of his body for the purpose of the autopsy, but then they released it to the family. And in the United States, the government just doesn't take the kind of active role in terms of, you know, having him buried at sea or shipping him back to Russia. People want the government to do something, and the government doesn't have a role because they don't have custody of his body and haven't had custody of his body. So what it looks like with other people who are sort of similarly situated to him is most of the families have tried to avoid any further publicity by having the person quietly cremated and disposed of. But there's also recent precedent where people have been quietly buried. This is really an unprecedented situation in a lot of ways, and one is really the public reaction to the concept of having him buried in Massachusetts.
And part of the issue here is that maybe cremation was out of the question due to religious concerns of the family or Tamerlan Tsarnaev's uncle, who has volunteered to take custody of the body.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. I mean, you said that the government doesn't have any interest in basically reclaiming the body and disposing with it as it might. We heard burial at sea referencing what happened to Osama bin Laden. But I'm wondering what's preventing the government from doing exactly that. Is there any statutory limit to them just telling Tamerlan Tsarnaev's uncle, well, clearly there's an impasse. We can't just have the body sitting there forever. We will take custody of it back.
Yeah, there's no legal authority that I've been able to find. There's certainly no federal legal authority, and I find no state legal authority in Massachusetts that would give the government the power to do that. There's actually a lot of bodies that sit in funeral homes for a long time as families fight over what's going to happen to them. So in that regard, this is not unprecedented. He could stay there, and this decision could be postponed for quite some time.
Hmm. So, I mean, from a legal perspective, what do you think is the most suitable way forward here? I mean, part of the reason why we're at an impasse, as you hinted earlier, is that there has been so much media attention to the fact that Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body is in Worcester, that a funeral home director there agreed to take this on. He's been speaking to the press. Is there any quieter, legally acceptable way to solve this situation?
Well, I think, unfortunately, the law isn't going to provide any nice, quiet solutions. Probably the most legal solution would be for the family to sue the city of Cambridge to force the cemetery to take him. And I don't think anybody wants that. The other option would be that it's worked out with Russia that the body could be removed there. That would be a legally acceptable and appropriate way. Mm-hmm. Short of that happening, I don't see a really quick resolution. The law just, unfortunately, isn't clear enough to give us much guidance here.
And you write in your Huffington Post piece that part of the reason why the law isn't that clear is, and you know, Massachusetts isn't exceptional in this matter, but I mean, there is Massachusetts state law that says every dead body of a human being dying within the Commonwealth shall be decently buried, entombed in a mausoleum, vault, or tomb, cremated
right.
within a reasonable time after death. But the issue is like, this law may be centuries old because there hasn't been much impetus to make significant changes to it.
No, that's right. I think that the law on this subject remains sort of unclear because people don't like to talk about death. And if we don't want to talk about death, we definitely don't want to talk about the laws regarding death. And when situations... well, I mean, this is just a very unusual situation in a lot of ways, and maybe it'll prompt some discussion about should we update the law and make it a little bit clearer. But most of the time, people sort of work things out quietly behind the scenes, and we don't need to talk about it too much. So there hasn't been a lot of impetus to change the law.
Mm. Tanya Marsh is a professor at Wake Forest University Law School. She's written in the Huffington Post about the problem of Tamerlan Tsarnaev and burying mass murderers. Tanya Marsh, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Still ahead on our program, a new move to lift the cap on charter schools in Massachusetts. It's reigniting the debate about the best way to improve public education. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.